Today is the 16th day of August 2021. The reason that I'm coming to you kind of shallow is that it's been a harrowing weekend. Of course, my friend Lewis passed away early Sunday morning. I believe he was in Fontana, California, in a rest home there. And the Finister family, my deepest regrets. We just buried Karen, Lewis's daughter, and it was just a little bit too much for Lewis to undertake. And now they're working on funeral things for Lewis. What a world we're living in today. I must say that, I got to give decent, honest commentary on this. Just a second. I'm going to say that if I ever believed in some of the old biblical teachings of eschatology, my mind is being drawn back towards those teachings because I'm seeing things in the news are either programmed, but I mean, man, the scene that's mind-blowing is when you got this huge United States military cargo plane trying to take off of the runway there in Kabul, Afghanistan, and literally hundreds and hundreds of people trying to run alongside the jet and get on. I think that was staged. As a matter of fact, when I look at the, I have to tell you what I really feel about this. When I looked at the so-called Afghan warriors in the palace, I was looking at their clothes, all sparkling clean, looking at the weapons, all polished. They didn't look like street soldiers fighting to take anything. All of this is staged. Stage. The world leaders are staging. Everybody's staging. I've had both of my COVID shots, but I'm not going to live in fear and walk around like I'm a part of the stooges. If they want to squirt me with something and I die of something, so be it. Let it be done. Let it be said. I was speaking with Renee, one of the relatives of the Finisters, and she said that her Uncle Lewis was just tired. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, if you get tired like that, you're going to give up and you're going to give out. And that's exactly what I think this government wants us to do, to get tired. I don't want you to get tired. I want you to stay strong and vigilant. Want you to live your life. I'm running out of food here, and I have to go and get some staples. I can order my food through Amazon and everything, but yeah, I'm American. I like to shop for my food. I'll wear my mask. I just ordered some real fancy plastic mask this last weekend. I don't know when they're going to get in, but I guess I'll wear those masks for the remainder of my days, since I'm going to have to wear a mask going everywhere. It appears that Los Angeles, like New York City, like the other large cities, are mandating mask laws that are going to be literally out of this world. You know, it's as if this is a TV series. It's not real. And I don't believe the news media. I was watching Al Jazeera News live yesterday when those so-called invaders into the Afghan palace took over. I was watching Al Jazeera. They were saying something, but they didn't. It was strange because I know that the microphones were working, but the Al Jazeera news anchors kept saying, we're trying to get a translator in to translate what's being said. No, they were setting the stage to make it appear when the world scene saw this, that the Taliban did that. No, the governments did that. Look at the president. Have you ever heard of all the police forces, all the security forces? Nobody was fighting to protect their country. Do you know how much money was spent over there? How about the American lives? How about people that died over there? What did they die for? What was it all about? So my head has been reeling. It's now Monday morning here in Los Angeles. And, of course, the first thing that I did is I went to Al Jazeera. And I said, oh, my God, you know. But it really appears to me to be staged. This whole thing is a big stage party. I live in Hollywood. I know how things are choreographed, so to say, how it's put together. There's an interesting scene in the Al Jazeera scene when the people were running aside the big jet transport. It was like they were cheering. I didn't see people in desperation. I saw a bunch of Afghan men illegally running on the tarmac of an airport like they were happy. Very well dressed. Nobody was dirty. Nobody. This is all staged. If that took place at LAX, really, if that took place at LAX, well, it wouldn't have taken place. There appears to be no Air Force, military, U.S., or Afghan security. I understand that the whole police department in the whole country just start taking off their uniforms, burning them. One of the things that one of the Afghan fighters said is, we have names and addresses. So they know all the people that work for the American government. And that was a threat. That's what that was. If they're not already pillaging. But this is what I have to say to that. Damn it, it's their country. If their young men won't even take up arms, because nobody cares who runs the country, whether it's the Taliban or that guy that was there, that aristocrat, that rich Afghan, isn't that something? How he took his family and the vice president's family and just flew them out? I bet they flew out all the servants in the palace, or practically all of them, out of Afghanistan. They just left like, left the sinking ship. This had to be staged. And they've lost Afghanistan. The leaders of Afghanistan has lost face throughout all the countries in the world. It's going to be a hot day here in L.A. I already feel the smog coming in through the windows. It's going to be a stuffy thing. And I think that it's because just the smut of the fires in California and Nevada and everything, this thing is getting out of hand. Have you been watching the fires in Greece and the beautiful islands? The entire summer industry are devastated. No tourists. I was thinking about, gee, I'd like to go on a nice Mediterranean cruise. I've never been on one. I wanted to spend about $3,500 just buying one ticket for me and for me going there and seeing the Mediterranean and going, ooh, and ah, and all of that. Can't do that now. Everything is on suspension. It's on hold. The world that I live in is on hold. Oh my, I'm living my life like it's golden. No, I'm not talking about spending a lot of money and doing things like that. I meant that I am enjoying my life. I have friends. I'm making new friends all the time. And I had a friend come by and visit me last night. We just, intellectually, we spoke until it was time for me to go to bed. And he said, oh, I see you getting tired. I said, well, I'm an old man, yeah. But I had a great weekend. Looking forward to having a great week. I'm chairing a meeting at my house on this coming Saturday morning, a spiritual meeting on, I'm asking a question. Are you a man or are you a male? Because I think that those Afghan military forces that abandoned their posts, I mean, they abandoned, they just gave up and let the people, and then they opened up the prison and let all the prisoners out. Can you believe that? They go to the main prison in Kabul and let over 1,000 prisoners out of jail. That's a country with no law, no order. Now, some of those men want to rape women and boys and stuff like that. They're doing it. They're going to do it because when you live in a country where there is, and then the spineless United Nations, I saw them this morning on the news making a declaration, you should honor and keep your word. Oh, man, what are you talking about? When the Afghans that followed the U.S. policies were in charge, they locked up all of the opposition to what they were doing. Well, it's payback time, just like in Vietnam, just like in Cambodia, just like in Germany, in Europe. It's going to happen here whenever countries topple to that degree. But what gets me is where were the men of the country? Where were the men that are sworn to protect the citizenry of Kabul, of Afghanistan? It's a huge country, and all across the country, town after town, city after city, their capital city, the presidential palace of the country. That would be like somebody walking in the White House and just taking over. But we saw that in our Congress. We're living in a fragile society. And thank God the policemen at least were fighting for something that they felt was an honorable fight. But the Afghan military, I recall before all of this took place, there was an Afghan commando, and he was saying we would defend the country to the last man because we believe in this country. But now they're saying, well, yeah, well, we believe that if we had United States air support. The United States cannot be going over there dropping bombs on people, stopping an insurgency. You have to stop them from the ground. I recall when I was in the military, and they taught us a little bit about strategic military planning. If you know anything about Annapolis, that is, and West Point, all right, and the Marine base in San Diego, they give you strategies to fight wars. What was Afghan's strategy? The president left in shame. They don't know what country he went to. I think he may be in Qatar somewhere. No, not. What is it? Dubai. Wherever he is, he got all his gold, all his money, and all of his accounts secure, and his family probably getting them kids in school or having private tutors to take care of him, but he's in a safe place. Where's his people? See, this is, ooh. Like I said, I'm living during times. I heard Lewis is telling his kids before he passed away, he's tired. Yeah. You know, I envy some of my friends that have gone on before me, but I still love my life, and I'm going to try to live it to my best. God bless the Finister family. You guys stay strong. I saw a lot of them at Karen's funeral last Thursday, and I'll probably be attending Lewis's funeral also coming up shortly. Another funeral. For those of you that know me and know the Finister family, please keep them in your prayers. It's a hard time for them. Oh, and it brings back so many memories of me at Olivet. Man, just to think of it, the building isn't even there anymore. I may do a special report on that and talk about those good times. Well, I got to straighten up this house, clean up, wash, dry clothes, and all that. So I'll be talking with you folks real soon. All right? Have a great day.